welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a blessed day today. It's definitely interesting down here in Florida as well, but want to be praying for everybody over in Berlin again. As you guys saw yesterday, another Islam migrant extremist stole a truck, basically killed 12 people and injured another 48, running them down through the Christmas market in Berlin. I don't know how long it's going to take for the German population to start realizing that this self-destructive behavior of allowing these Muslims to come in like this isn't going to last very long, but it's very sad because, like I said, we have family over there. But yeah, guys, be praying for everybody over there, because this is definitely getting completely and totally out of hand. This is what the globalists planned on. This is what they knew was going to happen, but it's sad to actually see it happening right now.
Well, last year I went to the Christmas markets. I took my, I guess Savannah was 13 years old. My wife and I and Savannah went to Germany. We toured the Christmas markets. We did not do Berlin because it was too far north, but we drove, I think we did like 25 different markets over about a 2.5-3 week period. And they're very, very close. The booths are close. They're very, very crowded. Apparently they took a bus, so they were calling it a dory or some type of articulated vehicle, maybe some type of semi-truck, and they just ran it through and just plowed everybody down. And of course he's yelling Allah Akbar and you know jihad and everything else when he's doing all this. And the nuttiest thing about all this is the religion of peace. Now, you know, but of course the Germans are supposed to be happy, like we talked about yesterday, that they're having a Muslim baby boom, so they can have more of these little jihadists running around. So I don't know what to say. I mean, we told you guys it was going to happen. It has happened, and it's sad. But I want to give you guys a couple of scriptures today, because I quoted a few scriptures yesterday, and I want to quote this for you today, because this is really, really good. This is out of Colossians 2, verses 9, 10, then 15, and then Revelations 5:5. And it's really interesting what it says, because we've talked about the authority and the power that we've been given through Christ. Because remember, Jesus was an exact duplication of God the Father, the exact likeness of the Father, basically born of the Virgin Mary. And he was then put on the cross, and now he stands as a gate, so to speak, as a person that you go through to get to God Almighty, because he's basically, you know, part of the Godhead. And what's interesting is I want to share this, because I've told you guys repeatedly that what happens is we've got to be careful that we don't get caught up in these weird teachings that people get involved with, as far as, you know, the worship of angels, you know, which all these Satan guys have been doing, and all of this weird stuff they get involved with as far as political correctness and these rulers and these authorities and all this crazy stuff they're told to do. Like they're being told in Germany now, they got to love it. They got to like it. You know, we don't have to do that. We've proven that with Trump. And we also need to realize that when God saves us through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, we're connected into his dimension, and he shares with us part of his omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. I've told you guys that repeatedly, and I'm going to back it up with scriptures, because this is very important. You understand the authority that Christ was given while he was here on the earth, and also as he sits at the right hand of God the Father. And basically what it says in Colossians, now there's one verse in here that says angelic power, but some of the other verses don't say that. But we're going to tie that back together with another verse that's talking about the angel and the heavenly bodies. It says, "For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form." I'm going to repeat that for you. "For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity," which is God, Yahweh, "lives in bodily form." Now, you got to get a grasp on that. God came in the flesh. God himself came in the flesh. "For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And you have been given that fullness of the deity in Christ, who is head over every angelic power and authority. And having disarmed this power and these authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." And then Revelation 5:5 says, "Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has triumphed." Now, guys, listen to me for a second. He just told you that he was given all authority. And it just said that you're part of that. When you accept him, you've been brought into that same power and authority. The New International Version says it this way: "And in Christ you have been bought into fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. So you are also complete now through your union with Christ." This is the New Living Translation, "who is head over every ruler and authority." English Standard Version says, "And you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. Berean says, and you've been made complete in Christ, who is head over every ruler and authority. Now, this is incredible when you think about this. Now, some cross-references. Matthew 28:18. Then Jesus came to them and said, all, not some, all authority in heaven and on this earth has been given unto me. 1 Corinthians 15:24. Then the end will come, and he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. Ephesians 1:21. Far above all rule and authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Ephesians 3:10. The purpose was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. These are the angels and these other rulers and authorities. Ephesians 3:19. And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Colossians 2:15, having disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. And then it also says in verse 18 in Colossians, do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels, there you go, guys, Book of Enoch, disqualify you for the prize. Guys, this is so important that you get this, that we're through Christ that we're held together. And that's the power that we've been given and the authority we've been given when we accept Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit and we're connected to God in his heavenly realms or in his dimension, as the common scientific vernacular goes. So I just wanted to share that with you guys real quick, because that was something that I wanted to clarify from yesterday. And I've used those verses repeatedly as far as phrasing them and paraphrasing them, and how he shared with us part of his omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, a tiny portion of that. Otherwise, we simply couldn't handle it as humans. But see, guys, what's so interesting about this, we don't have to handle any of it because he handles it for us. He gives us the power and the authority to cast out demons and to do all the things that he did on this planet, is what it says in the Word, because we're in covenant with God Almighty. It's incredible. This is the only version of Christianity that I've been taught and I've been researching for years and years and years that ties all of this angel worship, Book of Enoch, Genesis chapter 6, together in one little neat bundle. And it was brought, a lot of it was brought to me by Chuck Missler and a lot of studying. And it's not like it's a different version of Christianity, but it's a more it's more of an explanation of what Christianity is and the power and the authority that we've been given. The problem we have in Christianity is it's got so many different denominations that infight. And one person says, this isn't right. The other person says, that's not right. The other person says, this is blasphemy. The other one says, I hate you. The other one says, I love you. The thing about it is this. We'll know them by the fruits, is what the Word of God says. To know them is to love one another. Jesus said the biggest command you have is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, guys, I realize a lot of neighbors aren't really easy to love. I got that. Really, some of them are kind of nightmarish, right? But the point is this. It doesn't mean we're supposed to go hug them and love them and, you know, and be super, super phony Christian to them. That's all it means. It means that just to treat them with respect, to love them in the spirit, this agape type of love, and say, guys, just think you need to do what you need to do. I'm going to go down my way. I'm going to be the best Christian I can. Now, if they start pushing you too hard or pushing you that too hard, you can always stand your ground and say, no, this isn't going to work for me. But you can do that in love and in kindness. See, there's people out there that when they get a lot of money, it goes to their head. Let me put it this way. Judas Iscariot had a goal, and that was to turn Jesus in for 30 pieces of silver, which was a lot of money back then. And when he got the money, it wasn't that he got the money. It's what he became in pursuit of the money. He became a traitor to Jesus. And then he realized what he had become, and he tried to give the money back. But it was too late. He'd already become what he did not want to become, because he became the traitor. A lot of people don't realize is that money isn't good or bad. It's just a tool. And what it does, it magnifies the person who has the money. If you have a lot of money and you're inclined to drink, you can turn out to be a real drunk. If you like the ladies and you really want to go out with a bunch of different girls and you get a lot of money, you can be a player and you can get all kinds of girls to date you because you got the money. And you can go out and you can basically commit all kinds of acts of, you know, whatever you want to commit with the money. If you're inclined to take drugs, you become a real drug addict with the money. Money's not good. Money's not bad. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. And when guys who don't have a lot of character get a lot of money, you start seeing it in their actions. They show up drunk. They show up late. They're screaming and yelling. Guys, when you see people act like this, you can't continue to support them, because, guys, all they're doing is allowing themselves to become something that they don't really want to be. And so when you enable them, it's like a drug addict. It doesn't help anybody or anything. And a lot of folks don't even realize this. This is important. You know, there's two ways to have the tallest building in a town. One way is to tear all the other buildings down, so yours is the only one left standing. And the other one is just to work on your building one brick at a time. There are people in the alternative news business who run around tearing down other alternative news commentators. You've never heard me do that on the air. Now, if you know me personally, and you've spoken to me personally, which many of you have, I may say something that I know about somebody who I knew had done, who I know that has done something wrong. I may do that, but I'm not going public with it. I'm not going to do that, and here's why. It doesn't help anything. It doesn't help, because all it does is creates division among the body of believers in the alternative news market, same as it does in the Christian church. Most of the alternative news people are Christians. A lot of them are not. That's why I try not to turn this into a completely Christian show, because we're picking up new listeners every single day. And if all it is a Christian show in which we're doing scriptures every single day, every single show, what's going to happen is a lot of the people that are unbelievers that have heard this show was a good show aren't going to tune into the show because they don't want to be preached that, because they're going to think I'm going to preach it to them, which I'm not. So I'm trying my best to keep a really good balance, because, guys, you know me by now. If you've been listening to me every day, I could do the whole show and just preach the whole time. I love to do that, because I love to share with you the knowledge that God has given me. So this Thursday night, I'll be back on with Hagman. I'm looking forward to doing that. We'll be covering a lot of these scriptures on the Hagman Show also, because I want to tie everything up in a nice little neat bow and all of the things that I've been telling you guys over the past year. Because, guys, listen to me. I've been born again for the past, well, almost 40 years. And what's interesting about this is I've learned so much since I got born again about the power of God and the power of the authority of the Word and prayer. And so I try to incorporate that into my daily life, and I try to teach you guys to the best of my ability what I've learned to help you do the same thing that I've done to bring other people into the body of Christ. Because, guys, listen to me. It's very difficult for a sick Christian or a Christian who is having financial problems to bring a wealthy, healthy sinner into the body of Christ. Now, don't get mad because I said that, but that's the truth. Because these guys look at you and they go, wow, I really don't want that. I really don't want to be involved in that. That's just not my lifestyle. I don't want to be part of that. But, guys, there are a lot of people out there who aren't saved who need what we have. Some of them are wealthy. Some of them aren't wealthy. But they all need the truth of Jesus. That's why I want to cover this with you today about the authority of Christ and who he is and what he is and how the angelic beings were informed of who he was and what he was going to do. That's why I said yesterday when I spoke to the young lady who got saved, and I said, don't you realize, because she's all about the alien theories and stuff, I said, or was, I guess she still is because it all ties together anyhow, I said, even when you're abducted by a fallen angel or an alien or whatever you want to call it, when you call on the name of Jesus, they have to put you back because all authority and power was given unto him. And they don't want him to show up if you start calling on Jesus. Because if Yeshua shows up, it's going to go really bad for those guys. And they know that. So they don't even want to take a chance of that happening. They just put you back. You're God's kid. You're covered under the blood. You're basically protected. That's the way we all need to live, Austin. What's your next story, buddy?
Absolutely. Well, I had a customer email me up the other day on HPV and the vaccine and asking me, you know, what were some of the key reasons that I thought the HPV vaccine was so toxic. And so I kind of had written some notes down. I was going to share them real quick on the show to anybody that's questioning this vaccine and a lot of other vaccines as well. It's not just this one, but why we're starting to see literally an explosive adverse reaction from HPV in the last 10 years from this vaccine. I've told you guys before, HPV, the actual virus, literally it only has cancer properties in like 5% of the individuals that contract HPV. Most people don't even know they get it. If they do, it usually is cleared up within a few months or a year, especially if you have a strong immune system. That's why I always tell people, if you ever have some type of virus infection, the virographis, our excellent C and our D3 and our astragalus are some of the best nutrients to take for an extended period of time to really suppress and kill off a virus. Well, the one thing they were showing in here is that Gardasil, or the HPV vaccine, uses a newer generation aluminum adjuvant that induces a far more forceful immune response than old-school conventional aluminum adjuvants. Also, too, the Gardasil vaccine contains at minimum 225 micrograms of this new aluminum adjuvant per dosing, which causes nerve cell death and helps the vaccine chemicals enter the brain because aluminum passes through the blood-brain barrier, as we talked about yesterday with the Alzheimer's issues. Now, the thing you guys have to understand about this, there's also another compound in the HPV vaccine is known as sodium borate at 35 micrograms. That's also known as borax. This is the main poisonous ingredient in boric acid that is used to kill cockroaches in your house. We use it all the time here down in Florida because we have roaches in Florida because we do live almost in a swamp. That's just what it is. But it's not, it, to me, I find this very odd that they're putting sodium borate in an HPV vaccine. I can't even understand the useful purpose of using this as an adjuvant. The European Union requires anything that contains borax must carry a large warning label stating may damage fertility and may damage unborn children. Yet, we're allowing this compound to be added into a vaccine that's injected intramuscularly into the muscle tissue right into the bloodstream in preteen girls, and we're wondering why literally tens of thousands of girls every single year are having unbelievably bad reactions and death in a lot of cases. And on top of that as well, they use 50 micrograms of polysorbate 80, which is used as an emulsifier in food, which is not really good at all, causes rapid, unnatural growth of reproductive organs, and causes sterility. They've already seen that in tests with this product, but yet they're still allowed to use polysorbate 80 as an adjuvant in this compound. So I just want to kind of share that with you and let you guys understand that the vaccines that you guys are getting are not just vaccines. It's not just, you know, a basically dead virus in, you know, bacterial static water, saline solution that they're injecting into you. They're putting some really, really nasty, toxic compounds in these vaccines, hence why we're seeing the massive spike in autism, hence the massive spike in all types of cognitive disorders, hence the massive spike in deaths and all types of other issues with the HPV vaccine. So do yourselves a favor, do your family a favor, do your children a favor if you're going to have children in the future. Please do your research on the vaccines and understand what they're injecting into your children's body before you put this stuff in them. Because, guys, once you do it, in most cases, it's irreversible damage that cannot be done later on in life. And that child has to live with it the rest of their life, guys. So please do everybody a favor and do your research before you decide to go down that route.
Wow, that was really well said, Austin. And see, here's the thing. These globalists that are involved in this, along with the fallen angels or whatever these entities are you want to call them, they don't want us to understand what Austin just said. They don't want us talking about this stuff on the show. Okay? They don't want us to wake up. They want us to believe that the only thing we have going on here is our first three dimensions. Yep. They don't want us to understand that the DNA is a receiving sending unit to a higher power, which is Yahweh. They don't want us to get that. And also to Yeshua, through his blood. They don't want us to get any of that. So they tell you, there's nothing to see here with CERN. Chemtrails, nothing to see. Artificial intelligence, nothing to see. Morgellons, GMO foods, immunizations, fluoride, autism, smart dust, sexual deviance, soul cooking, nothing to see here. Underground satanic networks, secret societies, nothing to see. The power of real prayer, oh, don't do that. You don't want to be involved with that. That's just those wacky Christians. Transhumanisms, nothing to see. Avatar, nothing to see. It's kind of like this. The planet was this creation that God made. And it's kind of like the movie Avatar. And Lucifer came in disguising himself in the Garden of Eden and ended up getting Eve to follow his leading and ended up taking over the planet, destroying God's creation, kind of like the movie Avatar. And the sad part about it is in that movie, they were after the mineral resources of the planet. In our movie, this thing that we're in, this universe that we're in, they're after the energy and the life photons that are given on from humans. That's why Satan comes about as a roaring lion, seeking who know those whom he may devour. And so this is what it's all about when you got to get back down to the entities that control the planet and that we're in charge of because of the blood of Christ. We have authority over them. So guys, they don't want you to know about GMOs or the Gardasil shot, because they don't want you to have that authority or that power. I mean, it's like this. You know, we shifted our vitamin E a few months ago, and people were saying, why are we shifting our E? Because we went to a tocotrienol, because now the tocotrienols have been actually shown to be extremely effective at removing aging and senile cells in the brain. And it also, is the new battle against cancer is leading more and more towards turmeric and tocotrienols. People understand what it does. It actually is the tocotrienols actually helps to work to rid the body of aging cells that are a major cause of chronic inflammation and disease. And what happens, you trigger cellular death. And what happened is because of the cancer breakthrough. When old cells stop dividing, they stop creating new cells. These obsolete cells are also, they lose the ability to die off. The condition called cellular sentience. These cells then accumulate in the body, emitting pro-inflammatory chemicals, primarily cytokines, promoting aging and increasing cancerous risks. However, there's a scenario in which the cellular sentience is desirable. Triggering sentience in malignant cells not only stops their uncontrolled replication, but causes them to die. By clearing away these bad cells, you basically stop the malignant cells. And quercetin and turmeric and tocotrienols, this vitamin E we're now using, actually have a really good possibility of stopping growth of tumors growing. Now, tocotrienols are the form of a natural vitamin E found in wheat germ, barley, and some grains and nuts. They are anti-inflammatory and cholesterol-lowering, and they even offer protection against radiation. So, guys, that's why we shifted to our new form of vitamin E, the tocotrienols, and that's why it's so effective in absorption. That's why we use it. And so, guys, it's a phenomenal product that's available at healthmasters.com. I want to share that, Austin, because I pulled a bunch of research on the tocotrienols, and I wanted people to understand why we did that. And so many people ask us why. That's why.
Excellent synopsis on that. I've gotten that question numerous times on the E, on emails and over the phone, and people ask me a lot of times, you know, especially people that are starting to get 40, 50 years old and really want to slow down aging, slow down the cell die-off, and really, you know, get as many free radical scavengers in their body as much as possible to really reduce the amount of, you know, aging they're experiencing. And, yeah, the Super E, the turmeric, the resveratrol, and the alpha-lipoic acid, that's a 4-mega stack right there for anti-aging. We sell a lot of those together. I don't even have a kit together for that because I didn't know that much about all four of those together until about this year, and then we started doing the research on the Super E, like Dad was just saying. I already knew resveratrol and ALA, alpha-lipoic acid, were incredible for that. So those have always been coupled together. But then the turmeric massively reduces inflammation in the body. I found that out with my wife, Lana, whenever she had the allergy issue a couple of years ago. I spoke about numerous times. Every single year around February down here in Florida, her allergies would go ballistic for like a month straight. I mean, it was horrible. Eyes, you know, all crying, nose running, horrible allergies. And she could never figure out how to get rid of it. And finally, you know, we've been married for a year, and I was like, well, this is just nonsense. I'm not going to put up with this. I know too much about nutrition. Dad knows too much about nutrition. I don't have to live like this, and neither does she. So I started doing a lot of information on different products, different nutrients. We started on a couple different basic things with the GHI. And then we said, hey, let's run the turmeric. So we started on 6 turmeric at once, and she tried it, and her allergies went away for about 2 hours. I said, shoot, that works. Run another dose. So we did 6 more about 4 or 5 hours later. Worked again about 3 or 4 hours. Tried again. Did 6 more. Worked again about 3 or 4 hours. To the point she was running about 18 to 20 turmeric a day. Now, I know that sounds like a really crazy amount of turmeric, but guys, understand, you really can't take too much turmeric. It's a massive anti-inflammatory. All it does is reduce inflammation in the body and really, really help out with aging as far as anti-aging properties. I've never seen somebody with as bad of allergies as she had to turn around and completely get rid of her allergies literally within a few weeks. I mean, gone. And now she doesn't even have to take the turmeric all the time if she doesn't want to. A lot of times she'll take 2 a day, or she'll miss a day here, miss a day there, take 2 more here, and that's it. That's all she has to take on it. And her allergies are completely gone, even in February this year, without taking any significant amount of turmeric. So whatever it did, I don't really know completely, to be honest with you, but whatever it did, it worked. And that's why I tell people on the phone and email all the time, if you have issues with allergies, that's the first thing you guys need to start on. And usually, in most cases, I've seen people get really, really good results with that because of how strong that turmeric is that we carry.
No, you're actually right, because I'm 100%, because when I was having problems, I had a tomato allergy years ago. I didn't know I had one. And I was I'd eat certain foods with tomatoes, and I was trying to isolate what it was. I couldn't figure it out, but it caused me to have really bad itching on my forearms. And it was horrible. And finally, I went and had a blood test done, and they told me that I had a tomato allergy. But in the meantime, before I had the blood test done, I found that if I just take, you know, 5 or 6 turmeric, if I start itching, within 20 or 30 minutes, it would completely go away. And it worked, but I thought, well, this is ridiculous. I got to find what's causing this. And then I did the blood test for the allergies, and I found out what it was. And now if I ever get anything with tomatoes in it, or if I itch a little bit, I'll take the turmeric again and completely eliminate it. But I try to avoid tomatoes pretty much at all costs now. But we've got a new product coming out now. We're doing the research on it right now. I mentioned it yesterday. It's going to be for yeast infections and for leaky gut. And it should do a really, really, really good job with helping people to get rid of allergies. And that will be out and available hopefully within a couple of weeks. By the way, radioactive fish from Fukushima have now been found on the west coast of the United States. This is an article by David Gutierrez. It says, in recent weeks, two new landmarks were crossed on the ongoing inexorable spread of radioactive material from the Fukushima disaster. In November, researchers from the Fukushima Inform Project detected the radioactive isotope cesium-134 in Canadian salmon. There we go. Then on December 9th, researchers from Whole Woods Oceanographic Institute detected cesium-134 in seawater samples taken at two beaches in Oregon. Because cesium-134 has a half-life of only 2 years, any occurrence of the isotope in the environment has come from Fukushima. In 2011, a major earthquake triggered Fukushima, and the plume is still spreading. Guys, we're having a massive kill-off in the Pacific Ocean. We talked about it last week. Debbie Kidd did a great article on it, and it's sad, but our governments don't care, because remember, they're here to terraform the planet, they're here to change everything, and they're here to massively reduce the population. So that's where we're headed. What do you think, son?
Well, that's exactly what the overall goal is. I mean, look, the chemtrails, the GMOs, the glyphosate, the vaccines, if you think they have our best interest in mind, then you really need to think again and reevaluate your thought pattern, because it's not what you think it is. I know I was asleep for years when I was younger in college. You know, you're kind of young, and then I started to wake up and started to read a lot of stuff you were reading. And when it kind of hits you and it clicks and you realize that almost everything you've been told in school, everything you've been told when you were younger is pretty much a lie, and that all it's designed to do is to put you into a submissive state to follow and obey orders at any and all cost and not to question authority whatsoever. Now, I'm not saying we need to be questioning authority all the time as far as with law enforcement. I understand sometimes, but again, on the other hand, too, we are all citizens, we are all Americans, and we all have constitutional rights, and there's absolutely no reason that we need to be having to submit this type of weird, crazy, egregious behavior with these chemtrails and GMOs and vaccines and sit back and accept it and just say, well, it's what they're doing, so I'll just sit back, I don't want to cause any issues, I'll just wait for it to stop, maybe one day if it ever does. No, that's why we started the show. I told Dad that when we started the show. I want to wake people up. I want to get people going down the right path and open up their eyes and say, hey, you have a choice. You don't have to take it. You can do vaccines all you want. You can eat GMO foods. I'm not telling you. You want to smoke cigarettes every day, I really don't care. It's not my problem. It's your problem. But you need to understand and be told the truth about all the consequences that these specific activities are going to have in the future. That's all I wanted to do. If you know that, if you say, hey, I know vaccines really, really greatly increase the risk of autism, but I think my child needs to have them. That's your choice. It's your kid. I'm not going to argue with you anymore if you want to go down that route. I probably won't associate with you because, in my opinion, if you make that poor decision, I don't want to be involved in your daily activities because they're probably not very smart either, just being honest with you. But again, it's your right. You can do it. You have a constitutional right. We're free, at least most of the time. So Dad's absolutely right about this. Everybody has to start waking up. All your friends, all your family, and it doesn't have to be in big increments. It'd be very, very small increments, like something as simple as pointing out a chemtrail or making a topic, just making a comment on GMO foods. A lot of times I can't even say how many times I've gotten people questioning what they eat when I've been somewhere and they'll have like corn or something, or most of the time, to be honest with you, this is going to sound funny to you guys, I bring a cooler with me. I don't even compete bodybuilding anymore. I only train probably 3 or 4 days a week, but still when I go to people's houses, I bring a small cooler with me and I always have my food with me because I can't stand how bad I feel when I eat other people's food
when I know it's got glyphosate. I can tell immediately within 30 minutes after eating a meal if it's got GMO, if it's got glyphosate, or if it's just very, very poor quality food. I can feel it immediately. My mental acuity goes down. My energy goes down. My stomach gets upset. And I don't feel good. Immediately. I mean, literally within 30 minutes. So I usually bring my food with me. And it's funny, people originally, I'd go somewhere, they kind of make fun of me. Like, oh, Brower's got his food with him again. And I'm like, yeah. That's why I'm, you know, 195 pounds, 6 foot tall, and 8% body fat, and, you know, you look like you do. So we'll just leave it at that. That's just being honest with you. So, but it's funny
I'm
now,
sorry.
A lot of my friends over the years have started to watch me do that, and now I go places, they'll have a jug of water with them, or they'll have a cooler of food, or we'll go somewhere, and they'll be like, what are you getting them? I'm getting, you know, the wild-caught fish, the wild-caught grouper with spinach. Oh, I'll get that, too. So your actions, guys, speak louder than your words a lot of times. You can tell people not to do things. You can tell people to stay away from things. But doing those things and having people see you do those things can be one of the best witnesses on any topic, whether it's Christ, whether it's food, whether it's just acting like you should and not being a degenerate like some of these people online with these leftists now that are acting like complete and total buffoons with some of this nonsense they bring out in these colleges. There's something that came up today. Where's it at earlier? I saw it. It was so funny to me. I didn't even really know how to respond to it, to be honest with you. There is an article that they brought out. Here it is right here. A big placard they brought out at San Francisco, the University of San Francisco, big giant poster they put on the wall by three doctors. They came up with it. It's a blue poster, and it says, if you don't have to think about it, it's a privilege. Then at the bottom it says, check your privilege. If you check any of these, you need to basically look at yourself as being privileged. So, of course, the first one they have checked off is white. So automatically, if you're white, it's a privilege that you're white. Okay, whatever. I've already heard that 100 times. Next one. Male. Okay, so if I'm a male, I'm privileged now. I was born as a male. I'm okay, whatever. We're still going with that. The next one they have is cisgender, C-I-S-gender. Don't even know what that means. Had to look it up. But then they have a little disclaimer at the bottom. And I quote, this is on the placard, a description for a person whose gender identity, gender expression, and biological sex all align. What did you just say? So I'm a male, I act like a male, I express myself as a male, and I have basically male reproductive organs, and I align like that because that's what you do when you're a male. Okay, I'm privileged. Now we're getting bizarre, but it doesn't stop there. The next one they have is class. I don't even know what they're referring to as far as they're trying to say, I guess, if you have money or if you're upper class, then you're privileged, whatever, okay. Then the one I really like on here, heterosexual. So if I'm a normal heterosexual white male now, I am completely privileged and I need to check myself. And then the last one of all, now they put on there Christian. If you check off Christian, you are privileged, as stating to be a Christian, to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is a privilege and you need to check yourself because you're a privileged individual and you need to do other things now and not be proud of being a white male Christian because you're privileged. That was about it. That was about all I could handle on this ridiculous poster they put up in San Francisco, which granted I can't really expect anything else from coming out of there. Granted, I'm sure there's a few people that live out in San Francisco that are decent. However, their university is not something I would ever support, especially after this poster. I wouldn't even step foot on this campus for fear of probably being stoned because I'm a white male Christian that's privileged apparently now. So I just need to go somewhere else and cry and play with Play-Doh and be ashamed that I'm a white male Christian. I don't even know, Dad. I saw this post here. I couldn't even handle it earlier today. I didn't even know really what to think about it. That's the level that we've stooped now in society. MTV just put one. They've put up on YouTube now a full-blown video that says 2017 New Year's resolutions for white guys. That's exactly what it says. New Year's resolutions for white guys. It says, hey, white guys, we came up with some New Year's resolutions for you. And then they go on to say all the things we should be doing better that are unbelievably racist, disrespectful comments towards anybody that's Caucasian. But I guess that's where we're headed now. If I'm a white male Christian, I'm privileged and I need to be ashamed of myself. I have news for all these people, all these little lollipop thinkers that can't do anything without being handed Play-Doh and pizza and safe spaces. Y'all can all go kick rocks, because I will still remain a white male Christian as long as I want to be a white male Christian. Oh, don't forget, I'm also heterosexual, and apparently I'm cisgender as well. Never heard been referred to as that before, but that's what I am. So if you guys don't like it, kick rocks. This is America. Go to North Korea. They'll like you better over there. I promise you'll have way more fun. Ridiculous.
You know, I sit back and I just, you know, this is political correctness completely run amok. I mean, Donald Trump the other day was in Orlando. I'm going to quote him. He said a bad word. Now, it's not a bad word. It's a place. Hell's a place to me. It's not a bad thing, but you shouldn't use it in slang. But Trump says it every once in a while, but I can't complain about his language because every once in a while I'll say a bad word. So I'm not going to start throwing rocks in glass houses here. But he said something so funny. Sharon and I were watching him on the speech he gave in Orlando, the thank you tour. And I'll never forget this. He starts saying, he's talking about how he's making America great again. He starts listing people like, you know, Hispanics, et cetera. And then he finally goes, and whatever the hell you are. That's what he said. That's what Trump said. In other words, he is so over this segmentation of the population. You know, I'm a Mexican. I'm a heterosexual Mexican. I'm a homosexual Mexican. I'm a cisgender Mexican. I'm a white cisgender Mexican, you know, half white. And so everybody's got their own little things that they do that's politically correct to say it this way. And he finally just says, and whatever the hell you are, he says that in the speech in Orlando. You guys can watch it. And I just started roaring. Sharon started laughing. And I said, did you hear what he just said? He's over this garbage. And that's what it is. It's pure propaganda by the Sabbatean groups that have basically been trained by Bernays, trained by Sigmund Freud for the past 150 years to belittle us. You're white male. Yep. Let me tell you something, guys. I was born in 1955, 10 years after World War II, right? This is not the place to be in America 10 years after World War II if you're German. Now, my dad was German, but he was born here in the United States. Both his parents were from Germany. My mom, full-blown immigrant, 1916, born in Germany, made it all the way through the Weimar Republic, the rise and fall of the Third Reich, all the way to the end of the war. She was stabbed and left for dead 16 times, and basically, by the grace of God Almighty, I came around after I was, you know, born in 1955. Now, we had a little fish camp. My mom and my dad got divorced within 5 years. I was raised by a single-parent household. I mean, I know what it feels like not to have the things that other kids have. I've got that. Okay, so you say, well, you were privileged. No. I was emptying out septic tanks with a bucket of the fish camp because we couldn't afford to have the septic tanks pumped out. Don't tell me I was privileged. I started painting the cottages when I was 8 years old and learning how to roof and shingle when I was 10 and 12. I wasn't privileged. I worked my bottom off. But I realized that I was in America. And I realized that America was a place where you could do what you wanted to do and not have to be tied down by political correctness back in the 50s or the 60s.
Yep.
You'd have to do that. But we allowed this radical leftist theology from the communists that came over from Russia in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s to take over our media. This is that Sabbatean doctrine, this Luciferian doctrine, and to take over our newspapers and to take over our university systems. And they got involved in the CIA and they started preaching all of this political correctness to us. Why? It's called brain entrainment.
Yep.
That's what it's called. That's why Donald Rumsfeld brought us aspartame, because it's a brain entrainment molecule, because you have an aspartic acid receptor site in your brain. And when you get aspartame in your brain, you have a dopamine trigger, which makes it extremely addictive. It puts you into a post-hypnotic state pretty much. You're pretty much susceptible to any kind of suggestion. You start having all kinds of memory lapses. You start having all kinds of depression problems. They wanted to do this. That's why they poisoned us with aspartame, because it was all part of the CIA working with Rumsfeld to put this product on the market. That's my opinion. I can't track it back all that way, but it's the only thing that makes any sense. I will say that G.D. Searle tried to get that product on the market for over a decade. It was continually denied by the Food and Drug Administration until Rumsfeld became head of it. It's continually denied because it caused cancer. The Delaney Amendment had clearly said that if you take a product on the market that's been proven to cause cancer, you're not allowed to market that product. They overrode the Delaney Amendment and they let it be marketed. And then in one study, every primate developed grand mal epileptic seizures. Finally, they completely and totally falsified the studies to get it approved. And G.D. Searley was sued by the FDA to do this. And then what happened is, before the statute of limitations expired on the lawsuit, the person basically was hired away by G.D. Searley from the FDA. Yes, that you just heard that. I wrote a whole story on it. You can read it on the website. And then the statute of limitations ran out, and G.D. Searley didn't get sued. And then Monsanto bought G.D. Searley, and we have this poison on our food today. It's a brain entrainment molecule. There are people that are so addicted to aspartame, they'll drink a gallon of it a day. That's all they drink. Their brains are shot. Their minds are shot. They're shot. They can't even think through anything anymore. They stay depressed. A good friend of mine, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, I've known the guy for 40 years, he was drinking a gallon of aspartame drinks a day. I pleaded and pleaded and pleaded and pleaded and pleaded with him until finally, last year, he was diagnosed with optic nerve degradation from methanol poisoning. And they warned him if he ever drank the aspartame again with the methanol in it, he'd go totally blind. So he stopped. My gosh, it took him almost being blind to stop. That's how addictive that product is. I've got another person that I knew, a pastor of a church that I used to go to. He would just absolutely preach from the pulpit how he drank Diet Coke every day and how he loved it. Nobody's going to tell him what to do, and he didn't care how bad it was. Didn't care. Guys, this is the kind of stuff they're doing to us on an ongoing basis. But nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. We're opening up other dimensions, and we're trying to open up other time portals and timelines. Nothing to see with CERN. The goddess Shiva dancing outside. Okay, but she's okay. She's nice. No, she's not. But oh, we're supposed to believe that. We don't have any idea what they're doing down there in those tunnels. The thing about it is this. This is what we've allowed to happen. We've allowed the government to do whatever they wanted to do, because they've taught us that political correctness was you don't question the government. And if you're a white guy, you're privileged. And if you have appendages that work, you're privileged. If you like girls, you're privileged. What a sorry sack of crap these people have to be to even say stuff like that. To even say stuff like that, much less believe it. That's the problem. It's not just they say it, they believe it. They believe it, and that's why they write it. It's all about mind control. Nothing to see here. Move on. You're white. You're bad. Go away. Hey, newsflash. I like being white. There you go. I said it. Oh, yes. I went there and I said it. But I'll also say this. If I was Hispanic or black or Tibetan or Martian or Venetian or whatever you want to believe, whatever you want to call it, I would still be happy I'm one of those things. Guys, you can't help how you were born. It doesn't make any difference. But they are so mad that you have white privilege, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, they don't want us to be in charge anymore, and we've allowed this gay Kenyan and his, whatever his wife is, it, whatever it is, in the White House for 8 years, and now we've got this disastrous mess because he's allowed the globalists to use him to carry out their agenda, and now we have the Democratic Party sitting here giving the notes, the questions to Hillary for the CNN. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Admitted through WikiLeaks. And the lady was fired from it. This morning I was at the doctor's office having a chelation injection, EDTA. I talk to you guys about that. We do that all the time. Keep the arteries cleaned out. And I hear two guys talking. And I said, I looked at the one guy and I said, they're like my age. And I said, well, you know, that's not politically correct. And he looked at me, started laughing. He goes, hopefully we're going to stop this. And I looked at him. I said, hopefully Trump will do it. So then we had a little Trump rally right there in the chelation room, and there were like three people in there with us who didn't know what to say because obviously they weren't agreeing with us. And I know one of them is an extreme liberal, and she was there because I've talked to her before. I mean, she just kept her mouth shut and ignored everything we were saying. Guys, listen to me. It's time we all open up and start talking about this. We've got to get the people to realize that the mainstream media is a bunch of liars. They're the ones who brought us the Warren Commission report on JFK. They brought us the 9/11 report. Oh, yes, they brought us that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And let's not forget the Bay of Tonkin incident bringing us into the Vietnam War that never happened. These guys, they lie for a living. That's what the CIA does, and the CIA controls the major media, and they've given over their authority to the black magicians, who've given over to the AI, and they're trying to bring us into a Luciferian-dominated group. What they're trying to do, and I'm going to talk about this on Hagman, they're trying to tie us in to an artificial intelligence so that we can no longer think. Okay? They want to link us into the cloud that's in the internet above us, the frequency. They don't want any more free thinking, just basically energy vampires, these fallen angels controlling humanity in the human consciousness. The nanobots, the smart dust, everything that we see basically is part of it. They want to create a giant sub-reality. That's what they're looking for. That's what they want. You don't even realize this. Google has met with Obama in the White House, executives of Google. 427 meetings in the White House under Obama with Google.
Whoa.
427. Why? Because Google is controlling all of this stuff. This is absolutely crazy. DARPA developed the internet. This is what's going on. Billions have had their perception completely changed because of the media. The media is the fourth branch of the U.S. government. It is the propaganda, mind control branch. That's what it is. By 2030, Kurzweil says that the human brains will be connected into a cloud, into the cloud above us. And the transhumanism basically is the same thing. This AI is going to think for you as a human being. They say it's going to create a superhuman, but it's not. It's going to create a subhuman because there will be no human left. Say, this is something, something's happening with technology and these iPhones because it has become unbelievably addictive, much more so than it should be. It has to have some type of flicker rate thing that's releasing dopamine because people are getting more and more and more addicted to this. Now remember, the globalists or the Council of 300 or whatever you want to call them, they don't care about us trying to change reality from this reality standpoint because they know that you can't because of the cloud around the planet and with this energy field. But when we understand the interdimensional world and we understand what plasma physics is and we understand what a scalar wave is and then we learn how to pray and that's a scalar wave, then now we're getting too close to these guys. The alternative media is getting too close because, guys, listen to me. When you pray, you change time-space. I mean, this is incredible power that God has given us. But they want us all back asleep, taking Gardasil shots, saying white men are privileged because they're heterosexuals. I'm surprised they didn't throw blonde hair and blue eyes in there, Austin. That would have kind of summed you up, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, the Christian part's just what really got me on it, as far as now they're making you check that off if you're Christian, that it's you're a privileged person. And, you basically need to be ashamed of yourself. I mean, that was the last one. I have yet to hear that. I've heard the gender, I've heard male, I've heard white, I've heard all that. That's all old news. That's something they've been trying to push on people for years. But now they're going after the Christian basis, as far as if you're a Christian now, you're privileged and you should be ashamed of yourself. I don't even know how far this goes. But guys, remember, if this was something that came out 30 or 40 years ago, as Dad was just saying, when he was younger, there literally would be hundreds of thousands of people rioting or at least picketing and protesting at San Diego University. Now people think it's great. They're doing MTV videos on it telling you why you should be ashamed to be white or why you should be ashamed to be a male or why you should be ashamed to be a Christian or cisgender, which is the new term they want to use now. I learned a new word today. This happened. I mean, I've watched this happen, guys, and I'm young. I'm very young. I'm 28, but I watched this happen. In the 90s, you saw this start to come about in a lot of the TV shows with Friends and some of the other stuff that came out. They had the real subtle homosexual behavior. They had the real subtle, basically just disrespectful comments toward Christianity, and it got worse. And then in the 2000s, it got way more aggressive to the point now where it's so blatant and overt that the they're putting stuff like this on the wall. This is what they do. The mind control, the subliminal messaging, they do it to make you consciously not even, subconsciously not even realize what's being done to you, to the point where they can do it consciously with blatant posters now at universities, and they've been doing it for so long now that people now see the posters and go, oh yeah, that's right, I'm ashamed, I'm a white male Christian, I feel bad for myself, this is horrible, I shouldn't do this, I'm a horrible person. People actually buy into it. That's the crazy part of me, is there's a whole generation now that actually really buys into this dog poop, is what it is, that not use any bad language here on the show. So, I mean, this is what's going on now. So, I mean, and we see, I mean, look what just happened in Germany, guys. Look what just happened in Germany. No weapons, no guns. Man, they love to blame machine guns and AR-15s for everything. It doesn't matter if a gun fell off the wall and somebody got scared and jumped out the window and broke their neck. It would still be the gun's fault. There was no gun involved. He stole a truck and ran over 50-something people and killed 12 people now. And now CNN, I saw an article earlier, they were saying because the conservatives are basically talking so bad about the migrant crisis over in Germany that it's our fault that this guy felt the need to do that now. So CNN said it's our fault that he got a truck and ran over 50 people because we don't agree and we're not accepting them for who they are because they want to come here and do holy jihad on us, and we're not accepting of that, so it's our fault that they're doing it to us. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, the ignorance knows no bounds with these people. It really doesn't. There's no limits anymore on it. I thought I've heard some stupid stuff in my life, but it just gets worse every month. So,
let me tell you this, I got to do this one. Bacco, yeah, who's an editor for the Huffington Post, he says that women, a writer for the Huffington Post, he says that women are to blame for New Year's sex attacks, 1,000 of them last year in Germany.
There you go.
He's a columnist for the Huffington Post, and he said that women are to blame for the New Year's Eve sex attacks across Germany last year. Bacco tweeted that women should not be out alone at night. In perhaps a revealing statement about the attitudes of refugee men, Bacco, who writes frequently for the Huffington Post German's website, said, most of the time, women are to blame to be alone at night. On the other hand, the refugees should behave. He tagged the tweet Sylvester or New Year's in German. His tweet on his verified account has been live for over 5 days at the time of the publication of the article with Breitbart, and the Huffington Post shows no signs of relieving him from his duties as a columnist, with his latest column being filed 5 days after the offending tweet. Ladies, listen to me. According to this guy, if you get raped because you're out with your girls one night in Germany on New Year's Eve, it's your fault. It's your fault you got raped because you were out at night and you can't be out at night. Oh, and by the way, if you're a white guy and you're a heterosexual, it's your fault too. You're horrible. I mean, this is what they're trying to make us believe. And guys, listen to me. It's working. This is the Sabbatean way. This is what they do. Everything upside down. If you're a guy who likes girls, it's bad. Donald Trump kissed a girl! He kissed a girl! Oh my God, he kissed a girl. I kissed so many girls in college, it was ridiculous. I can't even believe that they bring up stuff like this. Why? Because they've been training you that kissing a girl for a heterosexual adult alpha male is bad. It's bad. He's a white man, he's bad. He kissed a girl. If he had kissed a guy, they'd have celebrated it. Look at that queer Anderson Cooper. They celebrate his queerness. They celebrate it. He kisses guys. They don't talk about that. They think that's okay. You better have Donald Trump kisses a girl. Can't kiss a girl. Oh, my gosh, can't kiss a girl. It's ridiculous, Austin. What's your next story?
No, it really is. And now we're seeing, you know, the immigrant crisis that's happened in the United States. The same exact thing that we talked about is happening, you know, over in Germany. It's starting to happen here now. Now they just released over in Louisiana, they just released a report today, an illegal immigrant who had an outstanding international warrant for murder in El Salvador just got picked up in a traffic stop, was driving a vehicle without a driver's license in Louisiana, and just got picked up and arrested over there. This is what everybody's been talking about, the people that are awake, that Trump's been talking about, the people that agree with him, that we have to stop this. It's not, we're not saying that we can't let legal immigration occur, because I'm completely about that. But just having unchecked borders and even the vetting process that they do is nonsensical. They're saying that they caught the guy that was driving the bus in Germany last night, but then they said they didn't. They said now it's the wrong guy, but the guy that they got, they picked up, who wasn't even involved in the truck, had basically come over from the Middle East 2 years ago, and he had a warrant out for him for, like, child molestation, and he wasn't even supposed to be over there. He gave them a wrong name when he entered Germany. They vetted him, and he passed, and they let him into Germany, and now they busted him and found out who he really was, and they found out he's not even supposed to be there either. He's got some warrant in another country for molesting children. Guys, we can't allow anybody who's anybody just to come in on their word because they say who their name is. If we go up to Canada, if you decide you want to drive up to Canada, the country that's connected to the top of the United States, you better have your passport, you better have a legitimate reason why you're going into that country, or they're going to boot you out, or they're going to arrest you up there. That's how most normal countries operate. I don't try to sneak into New Zealand and tell them how they need to live. I don't go into China and start demanding that they have a new communist leader. Nobody does that. The only country in the world that accepts this type of degenerate behavior is the United States. So, yeah, that's where we're at today. I guess today, Dad, I apologize to our listeners if you guys were wanting some nutritional info. I'll get some together for tomorrow for you. I just got kind of off on a topic after I saw that poster today before the show. So, well, yeah, it's been kind of one of those shows today.
I've got a friend of mine who lives in China right now. He's on a moped. He hit a pedestrian on a moped. He drives the moped, hit a pedestrian. Chinese government basically took his passport away, said, you're not leaving the country until you pay retribution. I mean, pay all the medical bills. Done. I mean, he's not leaving the country yet. I mean, that's just how they treat people in other countries. They don't allow them. By the way, 3,000 U.S. cities have worse water contamination than Flint, Michigan. A recent study of lead poisoning and other poisoning levels across the U.S. has shown close to 3,000 areas throughout the country where contamination rates greatly outpace Flint's, but only receive a fraction of the attention. Guys, this is why I've been drinking distilled water for the past, 40 years. Now, we've also just released a brand new trace mineral supplement. You guys are concerned about trace minerals, and it's phenomenal. Phenomenal product. It's going to be one of the most amazing things you've ever seen. And it's great. It's a phenomenal product. We have it available on the website. Is it on the website yet, Austin?
Yeah, it's called AquaTrace.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's an amazing, amazing product. You can put a drop in your water if you're concerned about that, or just take a drop and put in your protein shake for trace minerals. But guys, listen to me for a second. You know, I appreciate you listening to the show. I thank you so much that you're here today with us and that we're part of your family. I mean, I feel like, like I said before, we're hanging around the coffee table or something, having a protein shake together. Thanks for being here for us. Thanks for making our show this huge success that it is. Next year, first of the year, we're trying to get on TV so we can live stream on Facebook and YouTube, trying to get the technology developed for that, put together, trying to find somebody who can help us with this. So if you know anybody who can do any of that stuff, let us know. We'd really appreciate it. So we appreciate you guys. We love you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. It means so much to us because it just helps to pay the bills to keep us on the air. Thank you again for all of your support. We love you. We appreciate you. Austin, go ahead and close.
Yes, guys, we appreciate everything and all the positive emails. We definitely like getting positive feedback and stuff you guys want to hear. B-Complex, which was product of the week, will be ending tonight. Looks like the winner right now is Superfood Complete for tomorrow, unless something changes with the voting. So check it out on our website if you want to vote for that, or check out any articles. Sign up for our weekly newsletter for free. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.